This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
George Floyd was killed 3 weeks ago, and protests have been with us since the video surfaced. You would think that some of the focus would be on who is responsible for his killing and the others like it in the city. Kevin Williamson says the answer to that question is not unknowable, but in many political quarters, unspeakable. There's a reason for that. Minneapolis is a Democratic city with a Democratic mayor and a Democratic city council that's in a state with a Democratic governor and Democratic state house. That is why the focus hasn't been on specific changes that should be made, but on abstractions that take the focus off politicians. But the city hasn't been governed by abstractions, but by real people. The most concrete proposal we have heard so far is to defund the police. Protesters in nearly every city have called for cutting or even eliminating the budgets of law enforcement. But most cities won't cut the police budget, except for the harsh reality that tax revenues might be less because of the pandemic lockdown. In the end, though, defund the police may be merely another abstraction. A more reasonable solution is to abolish or reform police unions. John Fund documents how these unions protect bad cops. One retired NYPD commander writes that police unions in New York City outright protect cops. An article in the Stanford Law Review documents how police unions shield their members from public accountability. The former Minneapolis police officer who held his knee on George Floyd's neck had 18 prior complaints. One of the officers who stood by and did nothing had 6 complaints, one still open and another lawsuit settled by the city. This would be a good place to start by focusing on the reality rather than talking about abstractions. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.